This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com. You are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DAHLI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So how many of you have ever danced to the song YMCA? I know there's some Zoomers out there going, huh? What? What's the YMCA? Well, for us Generation Xers, YMCA was like our, we just knocked that out of the park. For those of us who couldn't dance, right? We got the YMCA playing, and we could actually get out on the dance floor. I can't dance. I mean, I got some moves, right? But I will not dance in front of other people. I'll sing in front of other people off key. I'll get up there and sing. I'll get up there and speak. I'll whatever, crack jokes. But I can't dance. I think I could dance. In my head, man, I could do backflips and moonwalk and breakdance and twerk. And I could do so much in my mind, you know. And I have to be very careful because if I drink, then unfortunately I think I'm that good out there. Don't want to be doing that. So I just don't dance. Well, I think President Trump might want to join me in, you know, stage sidelined whenever there's some music going on. So President Trump yesterday, which by the way was a very interesting speech. Did you guys watch President Trump in Florida? He was speaking to, I don't know how many people in the crowds, hundreds, thousands, I don't know, you couldn't tell. But he was a happy boy. And the president coming off a hospitalization to COVID, coming into the final stretch of his election, he looked happy. He looked happy. And he looked comfortable. I didn't hear a cough. I didn't see any dyspnea or shortness of breath. Coming from a respiratory COVID infection, because you could get diarrhea and you could get other stuff too, but coming from respiratory COVID, he looked damn good for being a week and a half out. Week and maybe 11, 12 days out. Knock on wood. Also, maybe a little bit of hoarseness, but not too bad. He acted like himself. He made this, you know, when President Trump makes a speech, he has the teleprompter. So he takes the talking point from the teleprompter and then he kind of throws, you know, like, oh yeah, you know, we did that like you'd never believe or you'd never seen or, you know, it's interesting. He speaks a lot like my dad when I listen to him, even though my dad wasn't American. I mean, he was American, became an American citizen, but my father with his accent and all that, President Trump sometimes uses the same phrases as, you know, like you'll never believe or you've never seen the likes or I don't know, he'll say some things that I think that generation said. So, you know, when people look at Bernie Sanders or Joe Biden or President Trump and they're like, are they just, how are they connecting with people being that much older? I think there's a little nostalgia, and I get some nostalgia when I watch Joe Biden, when I watch Bernie Sanders, when I watch Donald Trump. So I felt a little bit of that, and I gotta tell you, when I watched his speech and, you know, I mean, he looked happy. He looked like, you know, he was very grateful that, you know, he got, you know, a second chance at life. Because who knows? You know, for some people, this COVID does kill. For others, it doesn't. But he made the decision, and this is the second time I've seen it, because he did this in Ohio also, to dance when the music comes on. Now, the Rolling Stones didn't want President Trump using their music, so instead, he used Victor Willis's, Village People, from Village People, the Macho Man and the YMCA. And so when he danced to the YMCA, he kind of did this thing. Now, I mean, you could get some rolls in it, but he didn't. He just kind of did the shift. And, listen, he's 74 years old, okay? He's a grandpa. I think grandpas could get down. I don't think he represented, right? You know, boomers who could dance. Is he still a boomer or is he a traditionalist? I got to double check that. He might be on that cusp, but traditionalist boomer. But, okay, dancing like this, okay, no, I wouldn't dance. Apparently, the Village People, or, okay, Victor Wells Villas has no problem, he said, with President Trump using the YMCA song. He didn't necessarily say he supports President Trump, but listen, Macho Man, Village People's music are still a hit. I mean, you know, he's a smart businessman. Let him play it, because everybody's been singing Macho Man and YMCA the last 24 hours, whether you're pro-Trump or not. So I think it's some great, it's free advertisement. But he said he's not going to sue President Trump. But if President Trump is going to use the YMCA song, at least do the letters, where you do the YMCA, at least do the letters. Y is, I guess, this MCA. And it was very, very cute, just like the Macarena, you know? Hey, Macarena. You know, whenever you have some arm movements and stuff, it just kind of makes it iconic. So Victor Willis was the one who was, I think, the police officer, or he either did the police officer or he did a naval officer in the Village People. So he's one of the founders of Village People, so he wrote most of the songs. So very, very cool that he's allowing the president to use the song, but he's like, wait a second, no, you got to do the actual dance. Okay, you need to actually do the YMCA dance. And I think President Trump should. I think if you are going to dance and you dance horribly, you know, nobody can fault you for doing the YMCA the way it was written. So now, was it a bad decision? Was it a good decision? Because I love looking at political strategy. First of all, the president, it wasn't that he wanted to show everybody that he was a smooth dancer and got some groovy moves. All right? He wanted to show people that he's healthy and he's strong. And, you know, I had said this whole time, I don't think he should be out there. I think as a doctor, he should be watching his health. I think he should be taking it easy, because we don't know if there's going to be the 2 or 3 week after effect. But again, I'm not a political strategist, right? I'll give advice, right? For politics, I mean, he's doing probably what he should do. As a patient, he's not. As a patient, I'm not worried so much about him giving it to other people as much as I'm worried about his particular health. Chances are half the people in that audience already had COVID. I mean, COVID is just all over the place now. And luckily, it's not as lethal as we thought, but it is lethal to older people. And you could have clots and things like that come a few weeks later. So he should take it easy. But political-wise, he's coming into the final 20-some days of the election, and he wants people to know that he's got huge audience, that he's got huge supporters, and that he's strong and he's got the stamina. That, opposite of what we're seeing with Joe Biden, which we're going to talk about in a second, apparently has become more and more crucial. So I'm not saying he made a good decision, because as a doctor, I'm still saying bad boy. But I get it, and I get why he started dancing, albeit it was horrible. All right, we'll be back in a second.
Doctor, give me the news, I got it.
Hey guys, Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safe.
Hey guys, gals. Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there, as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay Heating Wraps and Pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our made in the USA, microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part? Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
Hi, my name is Lily. My mom and dad used to fight about money all the time. Then one day, I heard them talking about this guy, some uncle I never knew, called Uncle Sam. Well, they say this Uncle Sam guy wanted them to pay him like a gazillion dollars, and they didn't have a gazillion dollars. So they called this company they heard on the radio called the Tax Doctor. And the Tax Doctor worked with Uncle Sam's people. I think they're called the IRS. And they're able to work it out so my mom and dad didn't have to pay Uncle Sam very much money at all. So now mom and dad are happy, and I'm happy too. Thanks, Tax Doctor.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS or state, call now and pay less.
800-215-1727. 800-215-1727. That's 800-215-1727.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American made with American ingredients, employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Jason, who's working the dials. And big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, the Dr. Dahlia Show. Okay, so we know what Republicans think about Trump, right? They love Trump. They're like, woo-hoo. We know what Democrats think about Joe Biden. We hate Trump, right? Okay. So we know why Democrats are voting for Trump and Republicans, Democrats are voting for Biden and Republicans are voting for Trump. We know that, okay? But what makes this a little bit more interesting and crucial when we're looking at political strategy and trying to, you know, win our side with the election is what does the GOP think about Trump and what do the Democrats think about Joe Biden? And this isn't something that's out there, okay? This is something that, you know, me and others have had to kind of just poll ourselves, and people wanted to be anonymous. And it's only a few hundred, you know, answers, but it's still significant enough. And it's, I think, you know, common sense. But important to know because, you know, if the Democrats are concerned about Joe Biden's mentation and cognition, and the Republicans are worried about Donald Trump's health and, you know, his tweets and all that, it's helpful to know. It's not anything we really want headlines out there, because the last thing we need are headlines that Joe Biden has dementia, the Democrats think so, or, you know, the Republicans don't like what Donald Trump tweets or whatever. You know, nobody seems to talk about it. But to me, I think it's kind of important to know, you know, how does the side that is supporting them really feel? So, with President Trump, we know that, you know, people wish that he controlled his tweets. Me, I think the tweets are a strategy. I don't think he's just going off. You know, I don't think he, you know, has a beer. I don't even think he's a big drinker. I don't think he ambient tweets. I think, you know, something is supposed to happen. And so he likes to use the tweets as a, you know, as bait or as a distraction. So whenever I see a series of tweets, it's because something foreign policy is going to go on or something like that. And all of a sudden we're going to hear, oh, no, all of a sudden there's a peace accord or there, you know, you're like, wait, when did that happen? Well, it happened. It's happening this whole time, but everybody was all worried about a tweet that he made about Joe Biden. I think there are a lot of Republicans worried that President Trump is not taking his health seriously. Okay, you know, I've talked about this. I understand he wants to be out there. I understand he wants to show everybody that he's got supporters, that he's not 12 points behind in the polls, that, you know, he's a strong and stamina, and he was, because, you know, that probably really ticked him off, you know, when, you know, people thought he was on a ventilator. Unfortunately, what President Trump revealed was his weak spot. Okay, he doesn't like people talking crap about him, and he doesn't like people talking wrong things. There's already a certain amount of crap he's okay with people talking about. But he does not want people thinking he's sick. You know, even in his speech yesterday was like, you know, look at that. I'm doing pretty good for a 74-year-old. I mean, you know, he kind of mocked his age a little bit, but the life expectancy for men was in the 60s for years. Then it started to get into the 70s. I predict it will be in the 80s within the next 10 years. But a 74-year-old male, you know, doing as well as he is kind of a medical marvel with somebody with high cholesterol and overweight, etc. So, you know, I want his health care. And I want that Regeneron cocktail with a dexamethasone chaser. So, Republicans secretly are like, you know, he really better kind of, you know, watch his health. You know, I don't want him having a heart attack dancing, okay? We don't want him to throw out a hip dancing, right? And, you know, we don't want him to do anything callous. The Democrats on the other side, Joe Biden has been worrying some of them. All right. Forgetting Mitt Romney's name when he was saying the Mormon senator. All right. You know, I've worked with enough older people that happens. I've done that too. Okay. We all get brain farts. We all. I mean, you know, not remembering somebody's name. I've done that on air all the time. So, you know, having a brain fart, you know, maybe he shouldn't have called him the Mormon senator. Okay, but that's what older people of that generation do. They remember us by being the Italian, being the Catholic, being the Jew. Because, you know, decades ago, that's how we identified ourselves. You know, we were, you know, of the Jewish community, or we were, you know, in the Catholic side of the, or the, you know, Italian side of the street or whatever. That's just kind of, you know, so older people will identify by a race or by a, that's just something the new millennials and the zoomers, you know, don't do. You know, they'll identify somebody not even as a he or she, as a male or female. They will just identify them as a neutral person, and then they'll probably have to kind of, you know, describe what they're wearing. I don't know. All right. But it works. But where I get nervous as a physician and some Democrats are nervous is, he keeps saying he's running for Senate, okay? And that, it's not funny. I mean, everybody made jokes the first couple times, but from a medical standpoint, it's showing where his memory loss is. So when somebody starts to go through dementia or Alzheimer's or whatever, they lose their short-term memory. They maintain their long-term memory longer, but not their short-term memory. So when I hear Joe Biden bringing up Senate Okay, he's been a part of the Senate for years. What that means is he's skipping his short-term memory and going back to his long-term memory. Now, again, if he only did it once, I'm like, that's a brain fart. This keeps happening. He keeps bringing up. Now, I get it. You know, when you say something so much, it just comes out of your tongue. You know, like, ain't no thing but a chicken wing. I've been saying that for 20 years. So my guess is that's going to keep coming up. But when you are running for president of the United States, which is pretty significant. I mean, if I was running for president, that'd be on my mind all the time. Okay, you know, Dr. Dahlia for president. Wait, let me do the Trump dance. I think I'm gonna do the Trump dance. Trump dance is easy. At least it looks like I can dance. But I mean, if I was running for president, president would be on the tip of my lips all the time. President this, President Dahlia, President Wax, President this, President Biden, President Biden, President. So for him to keep coming up with Senate, that concerns me. That means we're having some short-term memory loss issues. He's been very, very good with some of the impulsive outbursts. See, President Trump, he's been impulsive and outbursting the whole time, so nobody thinks anything of it. But Joe Biden is calm and cool and collected and sweet and all that. When he starts to go, hey, man, or will you just shut up? Or when he, you know, when he starts to do that, you know, everybody kind of accuses him of, you know, dementia anger. So President Trump gets accused of roid rage. Right? Even though, you know, he was only on steroids for a few days, and he's been kind of, you know, tweeting and acting like he has the whole time. And then Joe Biden is accused of dementia or rage or whatever. But, you know, from the Democratic side, from what I'm hearing is, you know, they hate Trump so much that Biden will do, and they're hoping that Kamala Harris will just take over if Joe Biden, you know, has to go. They're not as worried as you would think they would be. Because many Democrats are saying, look, we just got to get Joe Biden in. We just got to get Joe Biden in. All right? You know, once he's in, everything else will fall into place. But I worry about Joe Biden himself. I mean, when I watch him and I see him get grilled, it's not easy. You know, whether you like him or not, whether you like Trump or not, you know, I mean, what these guys go through, you know, to become our leaders and serve us is pretty grueling, you know? I mean, I'm not afraid of that. If I ever ran for office, you know, I think I could take it. Well, you know, you want to say my butt's big? Okay, you know, bring it. You know, fine. I think I can handle that, but I like fans. I really don't like critics. And, you know, these guys, all they get is critics, and everybody's criticizing everything. They're criticizing their dancing. They're criticizing their looks. They're criticizing their hair. They're criticizing their skin color. They're criticizing, every single thing they say. They're, you know, when people watch Joe Biden's speeches, they're sitting there watching ever any single word, any single slip up. Well, that's really hard to do. And that could be one of the reasons why Joe Biden keeps kind of messing up. The only reason why I won't give him that excuse is he's been in politics for a long time. You've been in politics for a long time. You've been a co-senator with Mitt Romney. You've run for the Senate. Then you were vice president. And you haven't been in the Senate for a while. Why is Senate coming up so many times? So we have memory issues with Joe Biden, you know, and maybe there are some early cognitive changes. I do not want to accuse him of dementia. I know President Trump is accusing him of dementia. I don't think that's fair for a doctor to do that who hasn't examined him and hasn't looked at MRIs. But am I concerned about his memory and him going to long-term memory before short-term memory? I am. I think that is a concern. And Democrats do too, but it's not going to be anything, you know, what are they going to do? In fact, you know, one told me that, you know, it's just too late to change him out. He won the primary. And then who would we have changed him to? It's really interesting how the Democrats didn't really have, with everything going on, somebody that they loved. I mean, you would think with everybody being Democrat, it looks like, especially in Hollywood, they would have had somebody that, you know, would have been more likable and, you know, but, you know, they didn't. So that's kind of where everybody stands. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, don't go away.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
Supreme Court nominee Judge Amy Coney Barrett faces questions from the Senate Judiciary Committee for the first time on day two of her confirmation hearing. California Senator Dianne Feinstein pushed Barrett on her refusal to state her position on Roe versus Wade.
Do you agree with Justice Scalia's view that Roe was wrongly decided?
Senator, I completely understand why you are asking the question, but again, I can't pre-commit or say, yes, I'm going in with some agenda, because I'm not. I don't have any agenda. I have no agenda to try to overrule Casey. I have an agenda to stick to the rule of law and decide cases as they come.
Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell says he'll force a vote on a targeted coronavirus relief bill next week. In a statement, McConnell says he wants to focus on programs to help American workers, like the Paycheck Protection Program. This is USA Radio News. The Democratic presidential nominee Joe Biden says he's not a fan of court packing. Speaking with WKRC-TV after a campaign stop in Cincinnati, Biden says the confirmation hearings for Amy Coney Barrett are more of an example of Republican efforts to pack the court.
I've already spoken on, I'm not a fan of court packing, but I don't want to get off on that whole issue. I want to keep focused. The president would love nothing better than to fight about whether or not I would, in fact, pack the court or not pack the court, etc. The focus is, why is he doing what he's doing now? Why now, with less than 24 days to go in the election?
Social Security recipients will see a small increase to their monthly checks in 2021. The Social Security Administration announced Tuesday that next year's cost of living increase will be 1.3%. That's an estimated raise of $20 a month. It's the smallest cost of living increase since 2017. This is USA Radio News.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise at GCNLive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise at GCNLive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Maybe, maybe you'll turn back to me when I tell you you're just so pretty.
All right, we are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. So we knew that this election would be an absolute cluster when it came to the quantity of mail-in ballots versus absentee ballots. I mean, mail-in ballots and the absentee ballot issue was not ideal with previous elections, but because the numbers were so small, it was doable. And what would end up happening is if a state, let's say like California, already had, let's say, a 50,000, I don't know, vote lead on one candidate versus the other, and there were 1,000 absentee ballots not yet counted, they'd already call it for the state. And so it's a shame that the absentee ballots really weren't counted, but at that point it was moot because 50,000 lead, it's, you know, not much. But we don't have these small, scarce number of absentee ballots anymore. Now there's a chance that the majority of ballots are going to be flying through the mail or being thrown in a ballot box. And so when people say, well, we've been doing absentee ballots all the time, like, okay, yeah, these aren't absentee ballots. These are mail-in votes. Mail-in votes are a little different. You know, this is where there's, I mean, you know, we're assuming that we're not going to have any more people in the post office. And mind you, I love postal workers. But every now and then you get somebody rogue getting caught on camera throwing stuff in the garbage. Don't ask. Or we're being told that there are illegal Republican drop boxes. Apparently, top election officials in California are scrambling to find out how many, quote, illegal ballot drop boxes Republican staffers put up in three counties across the state over the weekend. Law enforcement authorities continue to search for outstanding witnesses and potential suspects. Now, they say, according to CBS News, that the state's Republican Party has indicated that it won't comply with an official order to remove the boxes and may even add more. Now, I believe what might be going on, even though this is something that we're only getting pieces of, is nobody wants to be a part of an election illegally. I mean, the last thing I think the Republicans need is to have a bunch of ballots and votes that just don't get counted, especially if they think they're going their way. So, I mean, it's in either party's best interest to make sure that those ballots don't get thrown out because of some, you know, suggestion or allegation of fraud. However, there might be some sort of, I guess, it might be under the premise that these are ballots that we are going to make sure gets to where they need to go. Because we don't trust non-Republicans to take your ballots in. And remember we talked about how, and I don't know if it's legal or how that's working out, but the older individuals that are afraid to put their ballots in the mail, you know, are there people saying, I'll take your ballot for you? And then who are those people and how do you trust them? Are they a wolf in sheep's clothing? Are they, you know? So on Monday, California Secretary of State Alex Padilla said that his office, in conjunction with the State Justice Department, issued a cease and desist order to the California GOP to remove the illegal ballot drop boxes that have appeared in L.A. County, Orange County, and Fresno County. Padilla said the notice was also sent to the Republican parties in the three counties in question and gave them until Thursday to comply with the order to remove all the drop boxes. If they refuse to comply, then of course we will entertain all of our legal options, they say. Now, Padilla said this at a virtual press conference alongside State Attorney General Xavier Becerra. So last Thursday, a regional field director with the California Republican Party in Orange County tweeted a photo of himself holding a vote-by-mail ballot, standing next to a black cabinet with a taped sign that said official ballot drop-off box. The staffer, his name is Jordan Ting, encouraged voters to message him for convenient locations to drop off their ballots. Now, Republicans say this is ballot harvesting. That's where volunteers, organizations, campaign workers can collect completed ballots and drop them off at county election offices. But the room for fraud, unfortunately, is there. And Hector Barajas, California GOP spokesman, said the Democrat anger is overblown. He said state laws and regulations don't indicate whether private organizations' drop boxes are permitted or not. Padilla said the images his office received over the weekend showed some of the boxes labeled as official, even though they had not been placed by the county election officials in those areas. They say California voters can find the location of official ballot drop boxes on the link, and we'll share the link later. But they said one of the several options California voters have to return their mail-in ballot is choosing someone they trust to drop the completed ballot at a county's election office. In 2016, the law was expanded to allow volunteers, campaign operatives, private organizations, in addition to family members, to return a ballot. This is according to CBS News. So the ballot has to be signed by both the voter and the person collecting it and dropped off at a local election office within 72 hours. Operators can be paid by the hour for collecting ballots in California, but they cannot be paid for the number of ballots they collect. So according to Barajas, it's in California, where you can have convicted felons and individuals with a criminal history go door-to-door and collect ballots from voters. Democrats are now upset because organizations, individuals, and groups are offering an opportunity for their friends, family, and patrons to drop off their ballot with someone they know and trust. If we wanted to use a Santa bag, we could. A locked, heavy box seems a lot safer. Now, according to the Sacramento Bee, that's what he said. According to the Sacramento Bee, the Fresno County Republicans website had instructions that said, don't take a chance that your vote will not be counted. Once your ballot arrives in the mail, mark your ballot completely, and then walk it in as soon as possible to one of the secure locations listed below. And the locations listed included gun shops, a gas station, the county Republican headquarters. So now, the box collection locations are blank, but they... You know, are they technically illegal? Now, you know, I am not a big fan of the idea of people saying this is an official box when it's not. So I'm not a fan of that. I am a fan of if the whole purpose of us doing this whole mail and ballot thing, if the whole purpose is protecting those at high risk from leaving their house, allowing a means where they could vote without leaving their house, if the Republican Party or the Democrat Party have representatives and they show proof and they go, you know, look, you know, we're here to, you know, help put the ballots in, these, you know, we will, you know, be as transparent as possible. You know, it is a nice service. It's just, man, there's so much room. So much room for error, for fraud. So, the problem we have is we've already seen distrustful practices when it comes to mailing something in, you know, to the post office. I'm not accusing the post office per se, but seeing postal workers dump mail, you know, seeing issues or you know, when it comes to going to the mailbox, people with mail-in ballots want other options. Personally, me and my family, we're just going to go to the polls. We're just going to go to the polls and make sure it's done that way, assuming that the polls aren't going to have any fraud. But this is kind of a cluster. You know, and then how many of these boxes, you know, let's say you're Democrat and, you know, you think that it's going to go to a Democratic box. I mean, now you're assuming, now, you know, and mind you, I think there are Democrats and Republicans out there that are good people that are going to take the ballots exactly where they should, even if they know there's Democratic ballots in there. But I do think that there's a certain amount of people out there that are willing to do anything it takes to mess with this election. And, you know, I love that there's a passion for this election, but I don't like the fact that there's possible risk of fraud. So... You know, ballot harvesting is going to be now the biggest question. And we're going to be kind of talking about what the difference is and, you know, what might be the safest way to go. But for me, and I understand if you're worried about COVID, but, you know, for those who can, I would just go straight to the polls. So 1-877-DOC-DOLLY.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com. Keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll-free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Hey guys, gals, Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com. Hey guys, Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safely.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track, not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I have treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
All right, guys, We are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. So, as you guys know, Johnson & Johnson, who is, I believe they are in a phase 3 clinical trial with about 60,000 people, had to temporarily halt their study, just temporarily, because of a possible side effect to the vaccine they're investigating. We know that AstraZeneca had to halt their study when there was a possible neurological complication with one of their patients. And we've discussed when companies have to halt a vaccine study, it's not that uncommon. Because when somebody reports they have an issue, and if you got 60,000 people, okay, my guess is somebody is going to, during that time frame, have a heart attack or have a stroke or have a pneumonia or something. So whenever you have 60,000 people, my guess is not all 60,000 people are like, oh yeah, this is good. Okay. My guess is something happens to somebody coincidentally. However, the pharmaceutical company is required to make sure it has nothing to do with their vaccine. Sometimes it can. Sometimes it can't. It doesn't. So a vaccine trial halting is not very concerning. Scares the hell out of people who read the headline. Well, I'm not going to get a vaccine, but, you know, the press doctors are like, ah, that's just par for the course. And, you know, unfortunately, there are some vaccines out there that will induce a Guillain-Barré, which is an inflammatory immune attack on one's nervous system. We've seen other rare side effects to vaccines. Vaccines can cause side effects. We just want to make sure that they are so few and far between that we aren't causing illness with the vaccine and we are still saving lives. So I'm not sure if Johnson & Johnson will resume. I don't know how long they need to take to figure this out. But Johnson & Johnson being that far in and already working with 60,000 people, I'm not really shocked that somebody's like, well, this happened to me. Okay, well, let's see if it was, you know, vaccine-induced or not. It's definitely worth looking at. Slow your roll, pump the brakes, figure it out. Same thing with AstraZeneca. In fact, there's a company now looking for a pill, actually in a phase 1 trial of a pill from a vaccine. For those of you guys that don't like needles, you know, especially since the average vaccine is going to be 2 shots. And, you know, dragging your husband to get 1 shot is hard enough, but to get 2. So there's a company. Is it Vaxalt? Hold on, let me give you the name of the company. It's called, sorry about that, it is Vaxart. Vaxart Inc. is testing a pill form of a vaccine. You have to take 2, 129 days apart, from what I understand, and they're going to see if the oral vaccine is going to be very efficacious as a shot in the arm. Yeah, we do not think it's a shot in the butt. One of you asked, will this be a shot in the tushy? No, it's probably going to be a shot in the deltoid muscle, okay? No tushies. People do not like shots in their tushy. So, now, so I was on the Simon Conway Show on Who FM and Who AM in Des Moines, Iowa, and I was asked, should we just spend our time, I mean, which is better, a cure or a vaccine? You know, we're spending a lot of efforts on the vaccines. The vaccines get side effects, and or, you know, they're testing side effects and all that. Yet here we have this Regeneron that did pretty well for President Trump. Where should we be really focusing our efforts? Which is better to have? A cure or a vaccine? And I thought I would answer, you know, well, a cure, you know, because I, you know, vaccines could have side effects. People might not go and get the vaccine. You know, if there is a debilitating illness, would I'd rather there be a treatment ready to go? And so I think whatever Regeneron came up with, or I think Eli Lilly is also working on another cure. And by the way, Remdesivir, I know people have been knocking Remdesivir. I think Remdesivir just had another study touting its efficacy. So Remdesivir is so far so good. Knock on wood. I don't want to jinx it. For this virus strain, right? Hopefully it doesn't mutate, or the groups of them don't mutate. So I think finding a cure is imperative, all right? My answer is both are as equally important. Because even if we have a cure, we can't blow off our vaccine development. And the reason why is, this isn't like the flu in terms of once you have it, you're done, and we don't think it stays in your system. I'm starting to get spidey sense that this sucker camps out. There was a study over the weekend that came out where a person lost their hearing. We're going to be talking about this in a little bit, where somebody lost their hearing. And the study authors found that the virus was camping out in the mastoid and inner ear area. What the hell is it doing there? Get the hell out. Do what you need to do and die. Why is it camping out in the ear? And this woman, I think she's only 42 years old, now needs hearing aids because she has permanent hearing loss in one ear. There was another study that also looked at tinnitus, ringing in the ears. I call it tinnitus. You could call it tinnitus, I call it tinnitus. And she had tinnitus in the ear, ringing in the ear, and hearing loss. Or they looked at hearing loss versus they looked at what the SARS-CoV-2 virus, the COVID virus, can do when it comes to ears, and they found that in some it'll cause ringing in the ears, and some it'll cause hearing loss. So what the hell is this virus doing hanging out in the ear? When people say they still have issues with smell for weeks later, is it sitting around the brain? So because of that, I'd want a vaccine. I don't think I want this sucker in my body. Now, most likely, we're all going to get it and whatever. You know, hopefully we don't have long-term sequelae. But for anybody that's ever had a rip-roaring case of shingles, you know, you're like, wait a second. These viruses camp out for life, some of them. Herpes can camp out for life. Hepatitis can camp out for life. The typical cold, the typical coronavirus is not supposed to. The typical flu is not supposed to. But HIV, it could camp out for life. It might hide low enough so people can't, you know, they don't know what their viral load is. It might, you know, viral load might still look at zero, but it could still find a cell or find a part of the body that could camp out it. So even though I think a cure is fantastic, I really want to prevent this virus from even getting out there. Now, mind you, many of you are like, Dr. Dahlia, it's not that lethal. I know the numbers are skewed. I've been one of the first people to say that, okay? I know that we have not heard how many people had flu, how many people had heart attack, how many people had pneumonia, separate from COVID. It's all a mess, it's all a mixture, and I think that 200,000 number is a blend or a soup of all of it. I get that, okay? But I don't like anybody dying of COVID. And we know this sucker kills. And we also don't have a very inexpensive, easy way to treat. We can't treat a COVID pneumonia or COVID lung illness by giving you a Z-Pack and smacking you on the butt and telling you to go back to work in a couple days. If you're fighting COVID and a bad COVID, you're hospitalized. Yeah, having a cure is fantastic and we need to do that, but I don't want us to slow down on vaccine production. Just because we have a cure doesn't negate our need for having a vaccine. Just like with tetanus, right? Just like with, strep pneumonia. We have pneumonia shot, vaccines. That's great, but we also have antibiotics for pneumonia. We don't want people getting pneumonia. Pneumonia kills. So, you know, as you guys kind of watch some of the news with, and boy, do we have a lot of vaccines in the running. In America, I think we have six. I think in America, we have six, but there's tons of others. I think we have about over 130 different, you know, companies or vaccines in the process of being made. I feel confident we're going to have a vaccine. I don't feel confident it's going to be just a one-shot deal. I think it's going to be two shots, and I think we're going to have to do this yearly. That's not ideal. Not ideal at all, because the average person getting one shot takes an act of Congress. Getting them to come back at the same time or in the time frame that they need to get their second shot. You know, people getting their hepatitis series or getting their HPV series, the majority of them get it halfway. They're not doing it right. They're off by a month or two or whatever. I mean, just people aren't good at following up with their doctor. So an oral pill will help. I just don't know if the stomach acid is going to, you know, destroy it before it can pass through and do what it needs to. But we still got a lot of work. But just because we get this cure, hopefully, with Regeneron, it doesn't mean we're out of the woods. We still need a vaccine. 1-877-5.
Rebel. Do you have health or energy challenges? Would you like to support your health and energy from a product that people consistently feel the uplifting and health-building effects from the first day they consume it? I introduce you to Green Meadow Whey, the only whey protein powder from grass-pastured cows that is processed in a manner that ensures that the proteins and amino acids remain in their correct geometric shape that the body can use. The naturally occurring proteins, peptides, and amino acids in Renatured Whey are proven to support multiple aspects of human health, from complementing your immune system to neutralizing chronic inflammation to supporting detoxification to stabilization of blood sugar and more. Additionally, due to the Tesla-like frequencies encoded into Green Meadow Whey, it is a dramatic support for your energy and mood. And it is an excellent emergency preparedness food with well over a 5-year shelf life. To order, call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit greenmeadowway.com. Greenmeadowway.com.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day, or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. That's 800-880-1896.